person on the agenda is skating rink. I haven't talked to anybody yet, but council, what do you guys?
I was just going to see if we discussed it with legal and what communication is taking.
I haven't talked to them, I haven't talked to legal, but what are you guys thinking?
I think we need to communicate with them that a number to write an MOU. They need to form an entity so that we can draft an MOU and vote on it.
Yeah, no, we don't have to talk about this, but we're waiting for Jamie to get back to them. There was a lot of questions in the previous meeting about how they form an entity, or are we interested in letting them form an entity? And if we're letting them chase grants, obviously we have to let them, they have to communicate with Terry. On the building side of it, I know there was questions, I know I talked to Terry, and I can't remember if we discussed this in our meeting about if, like the proposed construction of that shell they were going to put around that skating rink, if it was going to be even big enough to put bleachers like it needed.
Right, we just want to make sure we're doing it, you know, right, with the right overhang and planning for the future, not just a firm structure that doesn't do any good.
I'm being honest, I think it's going to be hard to find the amount of money they're looking for.
Right.
In a grant. Right.
Yeah.
I overwhelmed.
I mean, realistically, you're looking at probably $1 million project. Because
we have, you know, seed money. We were going to do a small amount of work the city was going to do already.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to make sure we're following up with.
But as far as forming an entity, I don't know how that works. I mean, I've kind of been of the opinion that instead of them forming a committee or a board that just governs over just the skating rink, that we need to bring back some sort of board that governs the park itself. That I believe we used to have, right, Julie?
Yeah.
We got a small group that only cares about, you know, the things that you know, they're interested in, which I understand, which is, you know, the pickleball group, and then you got this, but then you have a board that just takes care of the pool, bigger deals. I don't know.
You almost need like an overreaching committee that has subcommittees to.
Yeah, that would make more sense in my opinion, but, you know.
Gotcha.
Okay. But I think it was the special interest groups that got on all these different boards. So you had the parks board, and then you have a tree board that's looking at trees, and then you have a pool board that's looking at the pool. And the parks board felt like they had no purpose anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's fair, I guess.
Yeah. And then you have public works taking care of the parks.
Mm-hmm.
It's not needed.
Yeah.
It sounded to me like they almost thought that they needed to be something other than a group of five people that have control over the park river. Like they need to be an entity, I thought.
You didn't say that. You're right. Did y'all get a hold of Bridget or Dennis today? Whichever one's in the office. Yeah, I just think that group's just looking for, hey, do we even like this idea?
I think the consensus was we like the idea.
Mm-hmm.
How much control are we willing to give to somebody else?
Yeah.
I think it's a question, and that's kind of my question to. I don't know if it's helpful, just how much do we want to give up?
I think that's why we need an MOU drafted so that we can see what and what not work. People are doing with the group, and then we can further debate the topic, but until now it's just conversations.
Yeah, I mean, and then MOU is going to lay out what, who has the right to what, and not to come back to council anyway for approving the plan and applying for a grant because it's city property and they have to go through building to execute the building of that plan.
Yeah. Okay.
Have property updates. I asked for this. It sounded like planning and zoning said no on that deal.
Yeah, they were denied their special use permit. What we ended up coming up with, it's existing non-conforming, legal existing non-conforming. And with that, you can continue as you were, but to the point where they started adding two, three, four businesses in there, it became illegal nonconforming. And so what's going to have to happen is they're going to have to revert back to when it was just, I guess, Gomer in there and Spencer Hepp in there using the buildings. They've got to relocate those other two or three businesses that are in there. So at that point, they're back to legal nonconforming because those uses have been going on for a while. So it just special use, that's not a special use in R1, one, and two. If you slap a bunch of conditions on it, we basically felt like we were going to be basically conditioning it to a new zone. I mean, with conditions on it. So at that point, you're basically rezoning it. So the commission denied them on that one. They've got, I've talked to them, they're supposed to be moving stuff out of there as we speak. So I'm kind of just trying to work with them, give them some time, get out of there. But I'll go by there and check on their progress. But they're trying to find somewhere else to move their stuff to. But
there's no
date. I can go back, I can go by and we can issue an actually abate notice another if it's not getting done. And then at that point, they'll have a 10-day strict deadline. And then at that point, if they don't need it, we can start writing citations for it. So if that's the course we need to go, if it looks like they're dragging their feet and not moving.
Well, hopefully, they don't come to that.
Right.
I think that's being intentional. It's just unfortunate, just something like that right in the middle that was already there, and everything got built around it.
Yeah, it's a tough one, but yeah. So I'm just trying to work with them, give them some time, and hopefully they do what they need to do.
Any more questions on that? Nope. Farmers Market Main Street Market.
Yeah, I asked this to be added. It was brought to my attention last week that some of the vendors at the Wednesday Farmers Market are parking along Main Street and also along the no parking zone on Fetterman up to 11 o'clock in the morning and leaving their vehicles there. And I know it's become a hindrance for a couple of the businesses downtown. And so I just said that I would bring that up and bring it to your attention, Chief. Wes and I were all discussing it this morning. It sounds like there's a 2-hour maximum parking on the street there. So maybe if we just notify those businesses that a truck and trailer is parked out there for 6 hours to give you a ring and let you know that they can handle it.
Okay. Now Scott's here. He might remember from his time on the BDA board. I'm fairly certain that committee that ran that for the BDA, the farmers market, they couldn't even set up till like 3 or 4 o'clock, right? It was late.
They wouldn't start setting up till 4, I don't think. They wouldn't.
They didn't allow you to go down there at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, you could go steer your. Reserve your parking spots 6 hours early.
That wasn't the majority of the farmers market or the chamber.
Yeah, I can speak to that. Because I take that road home,
right.
And it's constant on Wednesdays. I hate going that way on Wednesdays.
Yeah, there's some sort of notification we can get out prior. Just
I think we told, because I brought it up to you, and I think you told the chamber a few times.
Well, I wonder if we need a conversation with the chamber on so why do we have the farmers market? Is it to let the people that sell businesses or sell stuff out of their home sell down there? Is it for them, or is it to bring people downtown to shop in our businesses? Because if they're parking in front of the businesses all day long and the businesses are complaining, then I don't know that the drain on city services, making sure the square is cleaned up and the bathrooms are clean, and then cleaning up all their garbage afterwards and bringing down barricades for the farmers market, and now having law enforcement go ticket people who are parking too long.
Yeah, if we could get it nipped in the bud before that, that would be ideal. But
yeah.
When is the farmers
market open from soon?
It's done now.
Labor Day, I think. It's like Memorial Day, Labor Day.
I think the 17th it was done.
That comes back in managed. But I believe every year when we approve the road closure, we don't say that road's going to close at noon.
And they don't put the barricade up till 4.
But they're parking.
But they're blocked in the street well before
that. Yeah, that's on the chamber to make sure the people that are taking part of that. And I hate to see for that. I hate to see that go away. Right. I think the intention is to bring people downtown, and it does.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen it between there and when I'm lying at the pizza truck. You had a lot of traffic down here, and those that weren't going to get pizza were trying to go somewhere else. But unfortunately, there's not hardly any restaurants open on Wednesdays.
It's been fun as a business downtown to watch the people walk downtown as they're going to the farmer's market. Mm-hmm. They get their ice cream up here and they're riding down and they got the stroller, and it's great to see them. I've always wondered, it feels like sometimes the chamber doesn't visit with the businesses enough on Main Street, because when I see people shutting their businesses down a few minutes early to avoid the crowd that's coming downtown so they can get out of there, I was like, well, now we're going backwards. Mm-hmm. We're not doing what we're doing. I think we just need to probably visit with the chamber. The problem, I think, becomes who are we visiting with, because that keeps changing.
Right, and that's a big problem. Because, the BDA had that for years, and they had a committee, and they kind of took care of that. And they had a lot of similar people on that committee for several years, I believe. Isn't that right, Scott?
Yeah.
There for years. I think Gene Stern's wife ran that committee.
Farmer Park had started with the chamber, then they gave it up, and BDA took it over, then chamber to the back.
Yeah.
And this pastor, Damien Helbeck, has been very responsible. I mean, as far as checking out the key and all that stuff. Yeah, if it was me, I was to reach out to somebody, that's who I would reach out to.
They just need to be told.
Maybe we can craft a file. Anything else on the market? Water sewer claim update.
Yeah, I asked this just to be added, and it was just on my mind. I haven't heard anything on that, and wanted to see what it was.
Who's their address?
She wrote the street for me.
Right on the corner of Carrington and Holland, right on Carrington and Law.
Didn't we
have that little house?
That was the one giving the council.
Who she turned into the LGOP or?
Yeah. I think the question when she came to council.
Right, and Larry was here, and they were going to do something.
We fixed that.
And we did.
They were going to camera it, but then we found some.
Yeah, they dug it up.
Yeah, we got it up. Yep.
So the problem was I'm not sure where the claim status ended up.
I didn't think she actually made a claim, did she? She was just letting us.
I think she did eventually do a claim. Yeah. And regardless of that, I think your question is more, have we solved the problem? That one's been resolved.
Right now it's in the hands of the gesture.
But she was the one that was told, don't come to council because we won't help her.
Right. Yeah, that's the main reason I wanted to follow up to make sure.
I'd still like to know who said that. Okay. Anyway, I digress.
Sidewalk study follow up.
I had asked for that. I mean, we have a study now. Where do we go from here? Do we start putting together a plan? Do we plan for future budgets of what we're going to do outside of what? I mean, why not? Obviously, doing some stuff downtown, but the other areas, like
we could. But as long as these sidewalks are on the plan, we can actually get funding from WIDOT for some of this stuff.
Okay. Even if we were going to add something way South Main Street from the high school down, or cemetery, or whatever, I guess it's a cemetery.
Are you saying if it's stuff that's not in the study?
No, I thought those were in the study.
Okay,
they are.
I just want to make sure that we didn't go get a study.
As long as you're in that study, we are.
I mean, I know I'm not going to be here anymore, but I'm hopeful that we're going to try to, now that we have that study, find a way to fund some of these things, whether YDOT's going to fund it or not, to to, you know, get some of these things fixed. Like that's that sidewalks where we don't have them, that would be, you know, useful.
What's the next step we need to take with YDOT?
Well, I would guess identify the first project we want to do and put in for. And there's two different categories to take in sidewalks.
And the county has their own study from RAD that's coming around.
They do.
So we want to look at doing something because they'll be on, what would that be, the east side?
South.
The east, but they'll be coming around the east side of Maine. And then, I don't know, do we have, where's our sidewalk end on this side, on west side of Maine going south?
Right to the south.
And then south.
And that's identified.
Yeah, that's identified, connecting that down to the school.
Yep.
Yeah. That sure would be nice if the county's going to be able to get the other side of the road done if we.
There's another one that's identified. It's on an end. It goes from South Brook to South Smith in front of the swimming pool. We'd like to get a sidewalk in there, but it's going to be a little messy parking down there. So we're still working on the dynamics of that.
It's going to be south, instead of being south to Smith.
Yeah, so it's the end is right in front of the swimming pool.
Okay.
That track is.
Gotcha.
We have a sidewalk there.
Yeah. Build it.
Yeah.
So those three dogs. Slide over to the wide bar.
Jump over. Plus, to get to the wide park, we know what we want to do there.
But, put some cushions there.
Two there. It's going to mess up the parking pretty bad. Quite
seems there's concern about sliding over here.
Yeah. Well, we'll probably have to put a retaining wall.
So there's some cushions.
So,
jump.
No, it'd be a jump.
That's
not a 4 foot.
Yeah.
They'll land at the chain link fence goes to school.
I think the kid there that one time, they didn't stop till they hit that chain link fence.
I'm looking to go.
Right when I was in the street.
Yeah. We didn't have a fence. You went right into the pool.
Gomer's day, there was no pool.
It was
just the creek.
It was just sandbox.
Had a dirt bottom in it.
Is that the one that had the tower?
I'm kidding.
Is that the one that had the tower in the middle?
Yeah. You had to swim with fishers, mistakes, and whatever else.
Right.
Just pressure spring them in and out.
Now it's taking three squirrels.
No different than any of us that went swimming in ponds and lakes is where I'm from, so that's all you have.
Anything else on sidewalks? The alternate water resource committee.
Yeah.
Is that the one that we talked about? Like,
yeah, probably the thing that I talked about and brought up to John and talked about.
Yeah, I was just going to see what we need to do to take the next step to form that committee and look at alternate water resources. I know the city of Buffalo has a lot of water shares out at the Lake Descent, and discussion of pipelining or making a pipeline over to the city of Buffalo has been discussed. I think also out at that Madison Well. I don't know if those are viable options any longer, but I know Luke Todd has been in communication with me and thinks this is a serious issue, and I've communicated with him that I think it would be wise to form a committee and place him on that committee because he is certainly knowledgeable in the area to see just what our options are, what the cost of something like that is, so that we know what we're facing. I don't think it's unreasonable to say you can never have too much water, and so I just wanted to bring that up and see what the next step was to get that committee formed.
Well, and we had looked at those, you know, as a big Mike 6 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, and at that time it was going to be around 6 million to run a pipeline from that night as well.
Okay.
You double that?
So,
that's the one crane one.
Yeah.
What happened that last well that drilled years ago across the road from the water creek?
Well, it was warm water from the hot water.
Mm-hmm.
and the transportation department.
Yeah, I don't.
Yep. Sound actor, real food factor.
I agree on that committee, at least. But yeah, we're trying to see what kind of problem we have and try to solve it.
If we would.
It would.
And it's, what, that'd be a better option is it's right there, right? I mean.
It's close.
What's the problem with it being hot? I mean, why couldn't you just put it in a reservoir and then take it out of the reservoir? I mean, wouldn't it
be hot? Well, you can't put the warm water into a reservoir. Well, you could, but the type of what causes is anaerobic microorganisms to grow in that water, and then it tastes like syrup.
Oh.
So you run up these cooling towers, is what you do. And that water's kind of hard, so it would plug your cooling towers up with calcium.
So was that a bad? Was that in the last one?
It was. Yeah.
That doesn't sound like fun water, no.
But it would add to the supply. Yeah. I mean, we could fix that.
Unless it seemed like a lot of this got brought up because, of course, you know, it's been very dry in the last several years. And those that were saying, well, we don't have enough water, are seeing, you know, the creek downtown doesn't have anything in June, July, August, you know. And then, you know, you hear, well, the water rights above us is taking X amount of water, and we can't control that. I mean, is that, is it just dry, or are we not releasing enough water, or is there...
We release enough water, definitely, because we don't have to release about four cubic feet per second. Mm-hmm. That's taken 1 cubic feet per second of strength from kayak down to our intake. So we lose 6 acre feet a day in kayak, which is what that amounts to. And if we're losing more than that, we're putting too much water in.
And does the state engineer then give us a heads up when we're supposed to release it, or is that on us that we just...
No, they shut our water, our 1983 water rights off, and that we lose 2 CFS. Actually, a little over 2.
We lose 2 of that 4 or 2 those that have rights?
No.
What do you mean?
No, that's strictly to make up for the right that we had shut off. And then somebody else gets the 2 feet we were pulling. But the creek, if you look at it, like a buddy diversion dam, there was a lot of water in the land around. But by the time it got to town, everybody had to divvy it out, there's not much left.
There's quite a bit of water to go east of the interstate at 16, and the water gets back in there after their water treatment plant.
Right.
It's just the middle of town, it's the only place that's missing.
Yeah. I know we've had this discussion, it seems like a couple times when this topic's come up over the last year. I mean, you know, talking to Travis and the guys up at the plant, they say, well, you know, there's plenty of water, you know, because I think the big hang up was, well, what if this 100 house development got built? And they said, we're not going to even know it's there. But I believe the study we had was from 2007 or 2008 that said, we have the capacity from 9 to 12,000 people or something.
I would agree with that.
So I guess that, I mean, yeah. But I don't think it's a bad thing to put together a committee to look at things. But then once we decide, hey, Lake Smith's our best option, you know, we might have a problem in 2022, but we might have a problem in 2032. So how do we prepare for that? Mm-hmm. And then we have to figure out a way, how do we find the funding?
Right. So if it's $6 million double now to run the water from the Madison well out south of town, how much would it be to run from the wastewater plant when it's clean to the top of, back in the town?
Recycle.
Well, so that it goes back into the creek.
Yeah,
they won't give us credit for it.
What I'm just saying is the stream flow.
Oh.
I mean, is it $6 million double?
Probably. There's a lot of...
What was Bull Creek supposed to cost?
A lot.
Oh, yeah.
Hundreds of
millions. Yeah, with their first estimate was 112 million, then they found out they were going to have to line it. So they moved it. And now I'm not sure. It's still, it's over 100 million. It's 130 million.
I'm just right check you guys.
And we do have a couple more rights that we're getting, they're going to put in for transfer.
There's actually five or six, yeah. But they're all, they're a newer right, but
one good
when
one.
They start shutting them old, like the 1883 water rights off, it's, those will all be off.
I don't think we need to solve the issue right here, but I do think it's a good idea to, like Wes said, form a committee and see what our options are for preparing
the storage.
If that needs to be built into the plan, I mean, even if it is $100 million, it's not going to be getting any cheaper. So we need to start preparing and planning for that and voting funds away if that's the case. So I'd just like to see. And a committee forms, and I don't know how to go about doing that.
And besides what exact arm might be another one that would be good for that. If we do that. Anything else?
That department is Julie.
We started filling the kayaks on October 1st. It was down at its lowest, between 7 and 8 feet below the spillway. So we didn't lose a whole lot of water out of there this year. Some of the rains that came through, it actually started filling while we were releasing. So we're shut down to 5 cubic feet per second coming out, and everything else we're storing right now. And then I sent you all an email yesterday afternoon regarding this water line break out here on, it's under the creek on the South Bypass. So we're looking at maybe hiring a company to come in and bore under the creek, upsize the line while we're doing it, and do away with that ductile iron pipe that's under the creek.
How did we fix it 5 years ago?
For one, it wasn't under the creek. It was right at the creek. So we just dammed the creek off and put a pump in the hole and fixed it. But this time it is under the creek.
Is it shut off currently because there's no usage?
Yeah. Yeah, there's only the ice cream parlors on there and guppies.
So this was, okay, that's out kind of behind Bozeman then?
Yes.
But we are losing water through this lake. I mean, this would be considered an emergency, right?
Yes.
I mean, it needs to be fixed.
Yes.
And so under state statute, we can just hire it to be done because this is considered an emergency.
Well, it's a specialized company that would have to do it anyway. Not anybody can make a call this floor.
Don't worry, we'll be back to do that.
Nope, that's down there helping John Usher when he put it in.
Oh, yeah.
So, next step would be contacting this company.
We're working on it now. Yeah. Yep.
Are they the ones that bore the highway when we get the water on?
No, that was enough to get out of Lander. Mm. And this would be DRM there out of Gillette.
Right.
As far as funding this project, are there emergency resources available from the state, or do we get into reserves to get that done, Julie?
Those would come right from
the water from it.
Yeah, from our reserves.
Okay.
But before I say yes, I'll let you guys know what the cost estimate is. That's all I got right now.
Chief Kim?
Yep.
Chief Percent.
And a whole lot. We had the Right Road program last Wednesday, which went off very well. Chris Norman did a great job organizing that and We had 100 volunteers, over 100 volunteers. So that went off without a hitch, and got a lot of really good feedback on that. Tomorrow is the National Walk to School Day, so we're going to be get a barricade or two. I think we're going to be dropping kids off by buses and then walking from there. So maybe we can get a couple barricades down there just to have people aware of what's going on. We'll have some extra officers down there just to, we're going to throw something out on our Facebook page just letting everybody be aware that there's going to be a lot of kids walking to school tomorrow. Even the kids that are bused are going to get dropped off and are going to be walking up from the floor. So we got that on the agenda. We're pretty much squared away and scheduled for the Monster March and the Trunk or Treat. So we have scheduling for that. Other than that, I don't really have much else.
Do you have your costume?
I do. I'm going to go as this ugly cop. I've got the costume ready to go.
Anything else?
Yes, sir.
Terry?
We met with Manny Rodriguez of Interstate Engineering yesterday. They've got our GIS kind of up and going. I guess kind of beta mode. We're going to Les and Public Works going to kind of go over what's missing in the next few months and anything we can kind of piece in and fill in as far as our infrastructure goes on it. But it's looking like it's going to be a real handy thing for us. It's pretty cool. So we spent a couple hours yesterday going over that. And like I said, it'll be a few more months before we see, you know, start accessing to everybody, but we're going to take a look at it, see what's missing, and see what else we can add to it and make it better. So that's a good thing. Margo's building, we're still, Cade Kateria is going to get to it when we can get to it. It's one of them things. He's promised he's going to do it. He's committed to it. So as soon as he can break free, he'll be over there. I've spoke to Chris Wages about it, touch base with him on it, and I know Mr. Curtin had drafted a letter to him also, so hopefully that's getting resolved. Other than that, I touched base with Jim Seaman, Game and Fish. Been a lot of complaints about turkeys in town, so they're talking about maybe doing another trapping program this winter. I guess they can only do it in the winter, and they've got to do it the right way to get their permits and everything else, and possibly doing a trapping and relocating.
You don't have a person going out to the golf course and letting them loose at night.
Right, yeah. So that's another issue. Yeah, they're doing it on a golf course, but they don't seem to winter on the golf course. They can only do it in winter, so they may be reaching out to folks on ABC streets to find yards or somewhere they can set some traps to maybe get some of them relocated. Other than that,
I'm in touch with my neighbor. I see a chisel marker this morning.
They're a mess.
They are messy. And that is a lot of us seeing they're starting to damage property and tear some things up. Yards, vehicles are a mess. One lady said she had 48 of them in her one tree. She counted them.
So I know we do have ordinances that if that prohibits people from feeding what, wild game?
It's wild, but I think it's big game.
So like a deer.
Right. Fur bearing or large game was considered large game for wild or game fish, basically.
Because I do know that that's an issue too. Right? People are feeding the turkeys.
I know there's two.
Yeah, it's one of the things. It's like, well, you have a bird feeder, and you can feed, sparrows or whatever. But and so there's no real rule on not feeding turkeys. I mean, but maybe we need to make some sort of tougher ordinance on that, make it a little stricter on that. I did notice it says you can. I'm not sure what our deer management program is or the areas in our ordinance.
Yeah.
But if turkeys are included in that, or you can hunt, thin them out or whatever, through the means of hunting in our approved zones or whatever.
That's like golf course.
Right.
Not in the middle of Adams.
Right.
Sit on the front porch with a bow.
I got to wait for about 30 of them about every morning going to work.
Just don't slow down.
Sometimes.
You're too hard.
I wonder if I get that word as a
theme while we're in birds.
Yeah, I think
any bird that would require.
I think we need to look at that, maybe reward an ordinance, make it a little more defined so that we can issue violations. Because I think it's really hard. Like I said, I'm just feeding sparrows or whatever, so it makes it hard to enforce any of that.
But game birds.
Yeah, we can look into that.
Because you can't bait deer, but if you're feeding the squirrels and the deer come to eat your corn, I gotta shoot the deer, etc.
Well, they're at the for the members of the breast.
Anything else? That's all I got. Council Scott.
I guess, back to the mural, I did reach out to the workers and got some pictures of my board and both of Dennis and Julie. But the cracks were existing on the wall before they started, and after they put the drive-in on, the cracks reappeared. You can see the in progress in the mural, there's cracks while they're painting the mural on there, so the cracks didn't show up after the mural, they were there before, so now we have photographic proof of that. But help, I guess. The board liaison, the Y, had got their new gym done. They're remodeled inside. And then the trail board met again. Several members are missing from the August meeting, so they discussed the e-bikes again and that type of stuff. And part of the discussion turned into the master trail plan from 2008, and that it might be time that the trail board would like to see the city at least do a partial update of that trail's master plan and include e-bikes and whatever else might be changed. And we've added a lot more trail footage in the past 15 years. That document was originally, I guess somebody was saying in the document, it was supposed to be revise and update every 5 years, and now we're 15 years later, and that's just something to on the radar. But I think we did that in house is what, and we had two planners here, so I don't know how we go about redoing it without having to spend a lot of money. That's a problem. It's going to cost money to update it, so.
Can you just take white out and just drive it?
Change your numbers.
Well, on the e-bikes, I talked with the city of Sheridan. They were going to talk to the city of Gillette Thursday or Friday. I got a call from the city of Sheridan that he had talked to them, so we're going to have a plan. Because all three cities know that there's a pending issue with e-bikes and e-scooters and everything else. Some of those e-bikes go up to like 30 miles an hour or whatever wonky thing it is. Roaring around on the trails, so just kind of a thought process is maybe it's a good idea if all of us communities kind of had the same plan going forward. Just
so I know that the trails, they don't want the bikes on the trail. But I think if you talk to law enforcement, you kind of don't want those bikes on the street either, because you just can't predict them. You know, they're just darting everywhere.
Actually, on the trails, an e-bike is a motorized vehicle. It's got an electric motor on it. I think they're talking about, in that ordinance, you know, it says no motorized vehicles. That's, you know, internal combustion engine, but these are motorized. So,
the statute of it's weird where the statute is in traffic, because they describe them as a kind of e-bike. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
I think you need to almost just say whether you're going to allow it or not allow it.
Yeah.
The e-bikes.
You know, I read on the paper last week, last week. You know, it seemed like there was a lot of confusion even with the state and what they were going to allow and not allow. The state says yes, forestry says no.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what do you do, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that's a problem. It's hard to tell what you have motorized. Because you can get an add-on kit to add on
correct
a power to your existing bike
And
they made a motorized.
And some of the motorized e-bikes are, you can't even tell them from regular bike there. And you can pedal and not use the electric, right?
So, yeah.
So they could say, well,
you could pedal assist or pedal only.
Bike.
Yeah,
it's only 30 miles an hour.
Get up there.
I'm not going to be pedaling.
It also kicks in. Like, you don't necessarily control when that motor kicks in.
Sometimes, yeah.
Right. You can have it that way.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out how an 18 speed works.
You know, there's different levels of e-bikes. There's three or four different levels of different capacities, different speeds, different power ranges. And
well, they have full-blown dirt bikes now.
Yeah.
Like dirt bikes.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to have to be the fact that we almost have to say it. So there's no motorized vehicles to include e-bikes, e-scooters, whatever, and just have to spell it out.
Yeah.
That would be my guess, because right now in state statute, I don't see anything. Like, you know what I mean? There's nothing that's written strictly.
I think so, you can have a one.
But I mean, I would think just like a bicycle, if you're riding a bike on the road, you have to abide by the rules of the road, right? So. Mm-hmm.
Kids don't know that.
Well, no, they don't. They're still allowed to ride.
They don't know that.
I think the state
wording that they won't read. Anything.
The state wording is they're allowed on state trails that refer to local roads.
Yeah, and I think we're going to need to clarification sometime. The trail board doesn't mind bicycles on the trail, which is they want to educate the public that the bicycles have to yield to pedestrians.
Mm-hmm.
People will be walking on the trail and somebody. It's loaded by a 20-mile-an-hour e-bike and almost knocks them over.
Anything else does?
Yeah.
Well, that's all. We'll never be able to put e-bikes in the past. Is
that it?
Yep.
John?
I was kind of curious about this chamber funding thing again. I know that there was saying that we did not officially give them an email saying when they had to have it done, but haven't we been down this exact same road with them in the past where they did not ask for the funding in the appropriate amount of time and we ended up giving it to them later?
Well, and who is them? It was different them.
How many times are we going to hold them with baby hands and move them around?
I remember the BDA not asking for money and then we let them apply after the fact, so there was some confusion over severance, but I don't know. Did that happen? I guess I just don't remember.
Yeah, there were. When we rotated so quickly through so many board members, how do we get our money?
Is that our problem? The fact that they're not following the rules our problem, ultimately, every time?
I think the problem we have on this current situation, as much as I don't like it, is we had told them in the public that we're going to let them reallocate that funding. So then they went ahead so they can hire people, which they have, and now they're asking for it, although they're asking for it at a different time than they were supposed to. But we have no proof of them knowing that they were supposed to ask for it, which is on us.
Last year, the funding.
Right, it was from the previous fiscal year. Exactly. It's not because they didn't ask for anything this fiscal year, which I still don't understand either. But
we really need to just completely cut ties, like we should have always been. On the record.
Let's get Mark Bentley in.
Now you're going to give an interview after Mark's gone?
Anything else? Councilman Hart?
No.
Councilman Hart?
We liaison at Council Center Bowl.
Okay.
I don't have any liaison, but council items. Has there been an update on Mallard's Peak? I mean, I thought they were supposedly going to make another run at this, and I haven't heard anything. Are they talking to the county, or?
No, I don't think
they're talking to me.
To you, okay.
Yep. We're getting our sewer thing figured out. Then from once we get that hammered out, then we'll come back to county.
So it'll probably be next year.
Yep.
Okay, that's fine with me. I was just curious. It seemed like there was something going on there, and then there was nothing. So, okay, thanks.
What I understood that their application period expired in June. They had a year to, so that's expired. They have to start over with the county whenever.
Yes,
I guess they're waiting to get all their ducks in a row before they start the process.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Nothing for the good of the order.
Is there any anything update with Joko? I mean, Rick was supposed to come to that last city county, but he didn't make it to the last one. So. Whatever happened with them in the chamber, I thought we were going to update on that. It sounded like they went through two phases of that study and then just pulled the plug.
I don't have an answer for you. I haven't heard. But that's my bet. I don't take a rap for it.
Okay.
We have started some work on the capital improvements plan. We hired a consultant to do that. And had some meetings, and they're going to put together, just like with the GIS, put together a template, and then they come back and ask more questions and keep adding to it. So
we gave them a bunch of homework, didn't we?
Good. Keep those boys busy.
Anything else? The next department head meeting November 1st.
Tonight we'll have the Chamber of Commerce coming up in March for street closure. Tuesday, Sunday, Buffalo High School with Chosen Homecoming Request, and Tracy Colson with the Buffalo Company Shoot Club wants to do that shoot at New Year's Eve at midnight.
Did you have any complaints about that last year?
Not that I know.
He's bringing, I think, a letter from the neighbors again, giving the message.
You okay with the monster march?
Involve kids.
Well, it's just, it doesn't allow the candy.
That's the smart one, right?
Some cowboys, that's about it.
Fun
tater. It's a little cherry, Dan. You guys will all miss me when I'm gone.
We will.
We will.